The text from Isaiah chapter 49. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Forgotten, forsaken, abandoned. These are very lonely, very frightening feelings that perhaps you have experienced. A child waiting to be picked up after school may start to wonder, "Have I been forgotten?" When we encounter difficulties in our life, when we see terrible and tragic things happen around us, it might be easy to think that God has forgotten, that he's forgotten us. And we do live in a life of struggles and worries and difficulties. Our own thoughts can attack us. People around us might confront us or even hate us. Sometimes we bring problems on ourselves by our sinful thoughts or words or actions. Sometimes the troubles come upon us because we are followers of Jesus. But he told us, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, for your reward is in heaven." Our troubles might cause us to ask, even in the best of circumstances, "Where is God? Has he forgotten me?" We hear this echoed again and again in the Psalms. Think of David, who had to run for his life when Saul threatened to kill him twice. He writes in the Psalms, "For countless evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me." Again and again in the Psalms we hear, "O Lord, how long? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" In our text, God uses a powerful example. When the people of God say and cry out, "The Lord has forgotten me," then God says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child? Can she not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you." A nursing child, a nursing mother can never forget her child. That child needs care and attention almost constantly. Child needs to be fed. That bond in those early years, early days, is so close. The child is almost constantly at its mother's side and in its mother's mind. And the Lord makes this bold statement. Even if a mother like that might forget her nursing child, "I will not forget you. I have inscribed you on my hands." Sometimes we think we are forgotten, forsaken, and abandoned. But never, never, never will God forget us or forsake us. We are worth so much to him that he gave his life to rescue us. Only one person was ever so completely forsaken and abandoned by God. Can you imagine who it was? Was it Job who suffered all those tragedies? No, the Lord restored to him all that he had lost and more. Maybe it was Noah, abandoned in the ark. No, the Bible specifically says, the Lord remembered Noah and dried up the waters of the flood. Only one person was ever completely forsaken and abandoned by God. And that was God's own Son. On the cross, Jesus suffered the torments of hell. He was separated, abandoned, forgotten by God, so that he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in doing that, Jesus is quoting a Psalm of David, Psalm 22. Jesus knows what it is like for us when we struggle, when we worry, when we are afraid, when we are attacked, when we are persecuted, when we are threatened. We feel abandoned by God. We might think that we are forgotten. Jesus was abandoned and forsaken. And because Jesus truly experienced in our place the things that we fear, he can comfort and assure us that he will always be with us. I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. And that text must always make us think of a powerful prophecy of the nail prints in Jesus' hands. The prophecies of Jesus' crucifixion are so clear, so detailed. He was numbered with the transgressors, the two thieves. With his stripes, with the whip marks, we are healed. They will look on him whom they pierced in his side and his hands. After what Jesus went through in his suffering and death to save us, he will not forget us. He will not abandon us. And that is a great comfort when we are sad, lonely, frightened, angry, vengeful, greedy, whatever we are experiencing. Jesus paid for all of our troubles, covered all our sins, takes care of all our worries, and gives us hope and assurance for all our despair. The hymn we are singing this morning echoes these same thoughts, also from a Psalm of David, Psalm 31. Here are some verses. In it, David prays, Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies, from those who persecute me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am a broken vessel. But then David also prays in faith and confidence, knowing that God will deliver him. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Into your hands I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. In our difficulties and in our joys, we are the Lord's. We can trust his promise to be with us to the end of the world and then to take us to heaven, to the world everlasting. God says, I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.